Shalom Aleichem, good morning. Today we are following up on the discussion of the Sri Deyesh, which we have almost completed. And the fundamental issue that we are addressing between yesterday and today is the psak of the Sri Deyesh permitting the organization, the youth organization Yeshurun in France post-World War II to continue having co-ed activities, boys and girls sitting at separate tables, but including Kol B'Ish Erva, the singing of Zmiros and Shabbos, that the Sri Deyesh permitted. And he brought three different rationales. The first one he didn't like, the two others he didn't disregard. But fundamentally thereafter, what he said, the key reason that he's being matir, the key reason that he's permitting it, is because of Eis L'Hasosh L'Hashem Heferu Torah Secha, because of the exigent needs. There's circumstances in France after World War II that if Yeshurun, which was the only organization that was really stepping up apparently at that point, maybe there were others, but this is the primary one, and was writing to the Sri Deyesh if they could continue because they were being attacked for their activities, Koed, Kol B'Isha Erva, if they would not continue in their efforts, that indeed would lead to the true full destruction of the youth in France, who were absolutely being absorbed by secular society. So the question that we're addressing is the Sri Deyesh permitting Kol B'Isha Erva when we have men and women singing together, and that would apply today as well if we have Mizmiras on Shabbos, or if we have a concert and we're singing psukim and it's all holy? Would that be permitted if we have men and women singing together? Or was this a limited heter, a limited permit of the Sri Deyesh, limited to that time, that place, those circumstances, that time post-World War II, the organization of Yeshurun, and the circumstances of the need to avoid the assimilation that was happening at that time? And we cannot extrapolate from that to other circumstances, maybe certain circumstances that would be somewhat similar, or not somewhat similar, identical. For example, if we have a youth organization and an NCSY organization, then they're trying to outreach, and their only method of success is through having Shabbatons and it's boys and girls together, then that's a psak that they obviously ask, and maybe the Sri Deyesh is a basis to be lenient on. But can we extrapolate from this Sri Deyesh to permit Kol Isha in other contexts as well? So as we said last time, anyone who's going to read the Sri Deyesh in its full, not somebody who is simply going to hear a rumor about the Sri Deyesh or rely on what he heard about the Sri Deyesh, anyone who reads the Tshuva, and it is long, will come out not with the impression, but with the definitive view that this is not a heter that applies for singing Zmiros in other contexts. The Sri Deyesh was very clear that he's limiting it to the context that was required to Yeshurun. He addressed it to Yeshurun, and he explains that his real basis of leniency, in addition to the rationales, he has to build on those rationales that we talked about, but his real basis is Eis L'Hasosh L'Hashem Heferu Torah Secha. If you don't abrogate this Kol Isha, even though he says it's a minog of tznius, because he did find a basis to be lenient, but it was not that alone that he relied on. It's only with the Eis L'Hasosh L'Hashem Heferu Torah Secha. And that's very clear, and we'll bring two points today on this. Number one, after he brings the rationale of Eis L'Hasosh L'Hashem, and with the entire jury, the youth jury of France will be annihilated. It will be absorbed in secular society because of the assimilation. And he says, I'm relying on Eis L'Hasosh L'Hashem, that we have to abrogate adhering to separateness and not having the Kol Isha because of the need of the day. Then he goes on and he addresses those Haredim who were attacking Yeshurun. And he says, I do understand what they're saying. I do understand somewhat what they're saying. I'm not maybe not a leruach ketzasa chayredim aranin ineg Yeshurun. I do understand what some of them are saying and their complaints against Yeshurun. Shehem roin b'min hagav stia min minhagim. They indeed see that Yeshurun is not adhering to the minhagim that they were used to back in Poland and Hungary, and that's correct. They are innovating and they're doing things that weren't done in Poland and Hungary. Ulam hem ma'alimi meinehem min ha'matzav b'tzarfat. But those who are attacking Yeshurun, they are ignoring the situation in France as it currently stands. Here we have the Sri Deyesh addressing that the circumstances in France are what dictate that he is permitting Yeshurun to continue having the co-ed activities with the men and women, the boys and girls singing together. And he goes on to say that the older generation of those who came from Hungary and came from Poland, they don't understand what is going on in the situation in France today. They're not paying attention. They don't get the assimilation that is happening. And then he puts in an interesting sentence here. He says, apparently there weren't Jewish schools even for the Haredim in France. He says, here we have the Haredim Sholchim B'neim U'Menoseim Lebate Sefer Nachrim. We have the more right-wing element that has come from other countries to France, and they are sending their younger children, their boys and their girls, to non-Jewish schools. And they have no guarantee that even their own children will be protected from the current, the secular current that is so strong and it can be destructive. And they are relying upon themselves. They have full faith in themselves that they will be able to keep their kids on the straight and proper. The Einam Doagim Da'agas Machar La'atidam Hatati Shel Yaldeim. But truth be told, they are not concerned. They're not thinking about the future spirituality of their children. Because we see here the tides, that it's very important, obviously, to have the chinuch in the house. But when you put the kids into secular schools and secular society, obviously they had no other option back then, it is almost impossible to protect against that. There's certainly no guarantees. And the Sri Deish continues that Rak b'miskeret zeh shel Irgun Yeshurun, the only thing we can do is rely that Yeshurun, the youth group, that they'll be able to keep the youth in check, and shalom lo yavo l'makom acher, that they won't go to a different place. Rak b'miskeret zeh yeshnam sikuyim. Only with this approach of Yeshurun is there a chance that we will be able to keep the youth connected and not getting into the secular, sucked away into the secular current. So it's obvious from all this that the Sri Deish is addressing the needs of the time, and not that he's giving a heter to have kol b'isha erva at zmiros on a Shabbos day. Well, at kashrut. Now, if we look back towards the beginning of the tshuva, that's after all of the analysis. If we look back at the way beginning of the tshuva, the Sri Deish gave some of the background, the historical background, and he talks about the question that was posed to him and why it's being posed to him, and because people were claiming that Yeshurun should stop it as its activities. The Sri Deish, at the way beginning, he says it straight out what he's going to rely on in his tshuva. He says as follows: I was asked this question by those who were running Yeshurun. Should they continue? Can they continue as they currently are? They're relying on the German Gedolim from pre-World War II, before the Shoah, who also took this approach of chinuch, having co-ed activities and the singing together, the boys and the girls. And those Gedolim of Ashkenaz, which is Germany, they were bekim, umumchim, they were really knowledgeable in what's necessary to have a hatzlacha, in being able to keep the youth in check and keeping them connected to Jewry. And then he brings a story. We mentioned this in the past, but it's really important to understand the flow, that the story of Rav Yisrael Salanter, when he went to visit Germany and he met with Rav Azriel Hildesheimer, and he saw Rav Azriel Hildesheimer teaching shiurim of Tanakh and Shulchan Aruch to the women and the young girls, unmarried girls. And upon that, Rav Yisrael Salanter made the following comment: if any of the Rabbanim from Lithuania would do this in his shul, in his yeshiva, they would absolutely remove him from his position. V'chein adin, and that's the halacha. Nonetheless, says Rav Yisrael Salanter, mikomakam halavai, my chelik in Gan Eden should be with Rav Azriel Hildesheimer, who is teaching the shiurim to the girls. And then he adds on, and this is the operative critical sentence on that whole paragraph, that he says that I told Yeshurun that they should continue. And they should continue in their ways because they're following the German ways of education, and that's how they'll be successful. He says as follows, right after the story of Yisrael Salanter Vatam, why am I saying that it's permitted and they should continue and they should follow in the German ways? And that's what's illustrated by the story of Rav Azriel Hildesheimer teaching the shiurim to girls in Shulchan Aruch. But Tom, the reason to be lenient on this, humishum eis lahasos lahashem eferu torasacha, when we see that there is an absolute need, if we have to abrogate a small issue in the Torah in order to save the entire Torah, that's what we do. Kemosh nevar lahalan, as I will explain coming up. And then he goes into his extensive discussion of why it would be permitted. So we see right at the beginning here, the Sri Deish is laying out that the basis for his leniency is not that he embraces that you can sing together for smiras, because we say that trei kali lo mishtame, if you have men and women singing together, you can't hear the women, or because it's the context of Kedusha, it's Zmir Shabbos, so the men aren't going to focus on the voices of the women. That's not it. That's not it. Ultimately, he needs those analysis, but to build on it, what he's really relying on is that because of the context in France, there would be an absolute total assimilation of the Jews, of the youth in France, and accordingly, we have no option. We have no choice, in order to ensure that we have continuity of the youth and the Torah, and they will not fully assimilate. Hey, Feru Torasecha, we need to do away with the Torah, not the whole Torah, but this strictness of adhering to Kol B'Yisha Erva, because we have certain leniencies we can rely on because of the context in France. That's why I'm saying it's permitted, but it's clear that is a limited heter for the needs of France at that time after the Shoah. Thanks so much for listening.